We want to change the industry, but what I would beg the wedding industry to do is to just take a hard look at how they're operating, right? Does it make more sense for you to keep referring someone who's mediocre because they're paying you? Or does it make more sense for you to maybe have a partner who's helping you grow your business and investing in your business because you're the best at what you do? And I think that the industry, if they don't want to change, they're going to be forced to change because customers are demanding transparency. Like, look at every other industry in the world. You can comparison shop. Why are venues obscuring their prices? It makes no sense. Why are people changing the price depending on who's sitting in front of them?
The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christy Matthews. Thank you so much for joining us, as always. I'm so stoked about today's episode. I feel like we've already...
Well, recorded
all of it.
We should have been recording from the get-go, because this is what happened last time I talked to Veronica on the phone, by the way. We were just like, blah, 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 blah. Oh, my God. Blah, 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 blah. Like, we were just like, we were like talking and talking and talking. So we need to be really careful on this one because we don't have a lot of time. Because, guys, we're recording two episodes back to back today, which we don't do often. It takes a lot out of me. I mean, it's exhausting.
It is. Okay? She has like a fainting couch.
I give you everything, okay? I give you everything I have. So, no, I'm just kidding. I love doing this. This is fun. And Christy, earlier, you guys, you didn't hear it. I wish I would have been recording it. She said I was sexy.
Well, when you talk tech to me,
talk
I love it.
To me.
I say that to you to feed your ego because I know that I don't do it. And I'm so happy to not do it. And you've learned so much in the last 2 years. And you're just like a little sponge. And you're like, open up this. And what about this? And check this preference. And let me see your screen and all this stuff. And I just want you to know that I just love that you do that. And it makes me so happy that you do it. And I don't want to do it.
Do it. Yes.
I'm never going to do it. It's the only way you sold this podcast adventure to me.
I know.
I will continue to have my blinders on.
I know you're never going to do it, okay?
Okay, great. Right. Well, still, it's sexy when you do it.
Well, thank
you. So empowering.
Actually, this morning, Rawr. You know what? They just, at the gym, they were played LMFAO. I'm sexy and I know it. And I was singing it. Dun, and I'm dun, like, dun. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. And I made this lady start laughing, and she was like throwing a 25-pound med ball. And she's like, oh, my God, Michelle, stop. And you know how they say, I work out. It was such a good song to work out to. Anyway, when you said I was sexy, I was singing that.
And I know it.
And I know it. But thank you for stroking my ego. I really genuinely appreciate it.
I feel like it's just a good, authentic part of our friendship.
Totes.
Never stop, never stopping.
Never stop. All right. Anyway.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Was that enough? Is that okay?
Let's get to it. We'll put our back into it. Because we have this awesome guest, we're going to introduce her, and I'm going to do a bio about the company she's talking about, which is Mayflower Venues. Mm. Those of you who are not driving or commuting or not hiding that you're listening to the podcast and if you have not gotten your venue yet.
Hiding from your boss at work.
Jot this down.
I know some of you do that.
Yeah. Okay, Mayflower Venues. And with us today is Veronica Armstrong of Mayflower Venues. So Mayflower Venues platform and proprietary event planning software enable non-traditional event spaces like farms, family estates, orchards, etc. to market, book, coordinate, and host custom weddings or events for couples who demand more unique and customizable venues. Mayflower Venues are meant to enable creativity. We leverage cutting-edge technologies to onboard venues in a way that lets couples plan and coordinate these custom system setups online. Our proprietary Mayflower Venues app collects the data to generate venue-specific schematics and planning tools that simplify the logistics, like finding vendors in your area, telling the caterer how many feet of hose or electric cord they will need, and making sure the tent is set up where you want it. All those logistics, y'all. Mayflower empowers couples to create a truly personalized wedding while at the same time delivering new revenue to rural properties so they can remain, quote, open for generations to come. No other companies offer such unique, off-the-beaten-path spaces for events or such powerful venue-specific remote planning tools to coordinate and customize the events there. At Mayflower Venues, we are doing both. And I love this bio, but I also think it's pretty high academic marketing and tech. So I want Veronica to put it into layman's listener terms for us.
And I just want you all listening to know we are talking about non-traditional event spaces, out of the norm, okay? Different. You've never been
to a wedding there.
I don't want to have my wedding at a hotel ballroom.
Oh, the only place in town is a golf course. Yeah. I'm not into it.
I want something different. What is different? Where do I find it?
Yeah, I hear about family estates. My family doesn't have an estate.
Yeah.
My family doesn't have a farm. Who do I know with a farm? Nobody.
And even, yeah, just different venues, okay? So this is what I love about this. Okay. Wait, are you going to read Veronica's bio?
No, I'm not. I said I'll just read this one and welcome her.
I don't care
who
you are, Veronica.
You introduce yourself and tell us what this really means without the tech.
Of course. So I'm Veronica. I'm head of marketing at Mayflower Venues. So what we do is we allow couples to discover these rare non-traditional wedding venues, things like farms, barns, estates, cranberry bogs, oyster farms. Did you even know oysters were farms? Well, they are. You can discover that on our site. And from there, we allow you to customize your wedding. So no more being forced to get that dry chicken or that dry salmon. Use the caterer of your choice. Use the florist of your choice. We don't care. As long as they are highly recommended and professional, they're going to make sure you have the best wedding day ever. And from there, post-booking, we create online tools to help you coordinate this wedding. You don't have time to leave San Francisco to go to the farm in Maine and figure out how large the area needs to be for your tent. So we create all of the tools that you need to plan your wedding from home or remotely or whatever it may be. And they're very specific to your venue because what you're going to set up at a cranberry bog is not what you would set up at an oyster farm, for example.
So what's step one? We just got engaged. Michelle and I just got engaged. And we live in the northeast of America, which is where all of your venues are as of today.
Yes.
And we know that we want a wedding in about a year and we want a unique venue and we go to your website. So tell us the website. And then from there, what would we see that would just be like eye-opening for step one?
Of course. The first thing you want to do is go to mayflowervenues.com, click on venues on the upper left-hand side and just look, right? So the process of discovery is really being changed here. What I think is really exciting is you don't have to spend an entire Saturday in a minivan driving from venue to venue anymore. We do a lot of the work for you by adding drone videos, photographs, and not just photographs of, you know, this really pretty space. It's like, hey, here's where your caterers would come in or things that are very specific to these venues. The thing that we do that's really revolutionary is we have the pricing online. There's no more game playing. There's no more fake contact us for a quote button. Like, this is literally how much the venue costs. And if you see something and you like it and you know your wedding date, you can book it online right then and there. You don't even have to visit it. And we do have couples who do that because we spend so much time getting all that information in front of you that going on the tour sometimes is very redundant for our couples. They're like, yeah, I saw it. I loved it. And I booked it.
So the idea, which Michelle and I have talked about before, of like go to a venue, you need to see how the venue feels and, you know, see more than just one wedding that has 100 pictures of the same wedding on a venue website. You need to ask questions and get straight answers with pricing. But when, like, I went to one right now, I'm on Stillwater Plains in Lybrook because I went on the Vermont. So there's specific information about this venue, which you could find for a traditional venue. But then if you want to see more, there's more with the drones and videos and specific venue constraints. Like, we want a 12-piece band. Is there room to set up a stage? That could be a question that gets an answer.
Exactly. So there's two different kinds of couples we're finding. There's people who are super busy. They want to get married. They want to have the celebration, but they really don't feel like spending their entire weekend looking at venues, right? It just, they all start to blend into one. However, to your point, that's exactly how people should be approaching selecting a venue. There's some really important questions that you have to ask. So what we try to do is get ahead of those questions by having the profiles as completely populated as possible, right? So you need to know what the constraints are. You need to know what the quirks are, right? Like, people have very different ideas of what a barn wedding is. Do you mean barn wedding in a barn that has literally never had an animal inside of it? Or are you okay with those pigs down at the other end of the farm? Can we just throw some flower crowns on them? Like, really, what does barn mean to you? And we try to be, I shouldn't even say try to be, like, being upfront about that is the business. This isn't that traditional like venue selling model, because we represent a lot of different venues, right? We need to find the one that's right for you. And the best way to do that is to get ahead of those questions that you ask. So be it the drone video, be it the photos from more than one wedding, whatever it is that gets you there, we're going to do that. However, we have plenty of couples who go on tours too. But what we do differently in that event is they look at that venue, and then they come with their questions just like you asked, which is like, okay, I know that this is a great space if I'm not looking for, you know, a live farm, for example. I want rustic, but I don't want that rustic, animals, whatever it may be. And then they can have those conversations during the tour. But again, sometimes when people tour, it's just because they're so used to the process and the need to have to get these questions answered face-to-face that they're kind of going through the motion. But there's just a huge shift coming, and we're already seeing it with our couples who are like, it was all online, I just booked it. And of course, they'll see it before their wedding day. We allow for that. But they make their decision and they lock down their date just based on what's on that page.
So awesome.
I'm looking at a sheep farm and pasture in the Berkshires in Massachusetts, which I love the Berkshires. Love, love the Berkshires. Welcome to a sheep farm with large open pastures in the northeastern Berkshires. Turning off the quiet road, you park in front of a quaint New England farmhouse. As you walk around the house, you come to face an enclosed pasture dotted with a small herd of grass-fed sheep. Down behind the sheep pasture sits 25 acres of meadows and woods, including three large spaces, which would make beautiful wedding settings. Now, this place is $4,200 for the rental, and it tells me here that it's a farm, it's outdoor, it can fit up to 125 guests, and for this flat price, you get, there's only one wedding per weekend held there. Boom. Online planning tools. Interesting. No required vendors. So you can use whatever vendors you want. You could use a credit card to pay. There's pay-as-you-go financing. And you could get vendor recommendations. So,
And the website also includes amenities, right, of what's included with that venue, like tables, chairs, if you scroll lower. So then you can see
amenities to rent. There's complimentary amenities. Sorry, changing rooms. One room available for wedding party, and there's parking up to 30 cars. And then it says amenities to rent, so you know what you can get around there. You could rent tables and chairs, the tent, restrooms, portable power generator, on-site overnight accommodations.
How awesome is that?
Yeah. So
and this is just one.
Yeah, so this is nice, and this is just one. And then there is the aerial view, and then there's also links here for local accommodations and similar venues. The website itself is very well done and very user-friendly. It's a little Airbnb-ish.
I was going
to
say it's more like Airbnb as a process than any other wedding tools website that you've seen before, which is why we're excited about it.
And then, you know, what I like also is this search here. You can either search by geography or by style: barn, estate, farm, gardens, orchard, waterfront, field, beach, forest, museum, summer camp, castle.
Look at the castle.
I know the castle's so romantic. It's on the Instagram, your Instagram page right now too.
We
were sent a video. It's like a promo video with a real couple that's been married at a Mayflower venue. And we're going to post it on our Facebook page. I'll tweet about it and Yeah. So you'll see it. It'll be in the show notes also if you're listening to this later. And that I thought was so great because the groom says, like, you know, we found this venue we wanted. I don't even know what state they were in. And he says, we saw the pictures and we were like, how is this even here? Because it was such a expansive, like, view and yard. And it's sort of mind-boggling that it's even owned by just one person, probably in the middle of a state where there's a million other things going on. And the idea of, like, how is this here? That's the best thing about a concept like Airbnb, where you get to, like, stay in a treehouse or whatever instead of a regular hotel, because you think, like, how is this even here? Like, 10 years ago, we never would have even considered accommodations this way. So for these venues to be kind of like hidden gems, but without the like hidden gem pitfall, which is like, oh, it's a hidden gem, but boy, is it a real shit show to actually plan an event there because they there's no systems in place. You know, that's exactly it.
It's, I love saying Airbnb for weddings because it really makes it clear what it is. But on the flip side, your wedding is way more important than your girlfriend's trip to New York City. So you really need to ensure that people understand what comes post booking. Like for me as an employee here and as a marketer, which is the peace of mind that comes with knowing that you have a team that is dedicated to ensuring that the non-sexy parts of wedding planning are managed, because you don't even think about that stuff until it's too late, right?
Right.
Our team is going to ensure that there's light so that your grandma doesn't trip and fall on her way to the parking lot, right? Yeah. Mm. We're going to make sure that you don't skimp on your restrooms because, again, your mother is not going to want to use a porta potty in her gorgeous mother of the bride dress. Just these like little things that aren't the most fun parts that you think about when you get engaged, but are the most critical things to get right when you're planning a wedding, because you fall asleep in the parking lot and someone breaks a leg or something like that. And you're like, Veronica, that would never happen. No, crazy things can happen at weddings. And we're here to absolutely prevent that from happening so that you can focus on the fun part, which is having the best day of your life.
Yeah. We've done episodes about backyard hosting, like a backyard wedding or hosting your own wedding. We've gotten so many questions about that. People want to they want to save money, but they also want to have a venue that means something to them or that will be memories for, you know, years to come, not just like a generic rec room at a chapel or whatever. But we've talked about how planning a backyard wedding, while you get those memories of like your dad's gazebo or whatever, it doesn't usually save you much money, and it is trickier. You have to be, as the people getting married, you have to be more organized, you have to be more proactive, you have to be more on your game, or you have to hire a kick-ass wedding planner. So these venues, while, you know, you could see that cranberry bog and be like, oh my gosh, my mind is just spinning with everything we could do here. We could do this here. We could do this here. After you leave and go home, I think that's when people, like in the next couple of days, are like, wait a minute. We have a lot of ideas, but we have no idea how to implement and like go to the next step of talking to vendors that we can then ensure that they're successful. It's not as easy as just hiring a DJ. You have to be able to tell him where he's going to set up his table, his speakers, his satellite station, if there's Wi-Fi, you know, if there's interference between the lapel mic and the whatever handheld, and that all depends on the venue. So it can be really overwhelming if you don't have those answers. And even if the person that owns the venue or the estate or whatever is like, well, I don't know, we've never had anybody ask to do that, so just figure it out when you're here. You guys are there to help with the figuring it out part.
Absolutely. And way earlier than you probably even want to think about it. And there's a reason for that, right? Once you get those things, the things that are most likely to make a wedding not super amazing, you get those out of the way earlier and your stress level is going to be reduced by like 90%.
Yeah. Then it's just the fun stuff.
That's what we want people to do. And on top of it, we're not a replacement for planners. So a lot of people work with planners with us. They do event coordination for month of with us. There's no right or wrong way to do it. So I think a lot of times people are like, oh, this is a replacement for wedding planning. And it's absolutely not, right? You still need some vision help and things like that. What we really do is we ensure the success of the event at this particular venue with the things that are just like super important to its execution, but just not as sexy as picking out the world's most beautiful dress and flowers.
Right. Maybe how you're going to walk down the aisle with that veil or whatever might depend on if you need to put like some staging down for the aisle. Can you even do a runner? Is it grass? Is it going to be wet grass? You know, is there a brick patio that you can straighten things out on before you step onto the aisle? All of those are, like you said, the unsexy things. The dress is the sexy part. The venue, the view, that's all the stuff that's easy to wrap your brain around. But
exactly. I just want to plan a Wes Anderson type wedding at a summer camp. That's what I want to do.
Can we please?
You can do it with Mayflower venues.
What?
You can do it with Mayflower venues.
You can do it too. Okay, cool. So let's talk about then, you know, non-traditional spaces. And how are you finding these places, by the way?
Yeah.
How the hell did you find a castle? You know, like, did they come to you or did you find these?
They've done some events already, right? Most of these that you'd found or that you list.
So there's a great variety in the venues that we offer, which is what's super fun about it. So some have done family weddings, and that tends to be in the estates and castles, as they've allowed some family members to host weddings there. And they were like, hey, I had such a good time, and it's a beautiful story to have two people who are in love start their forever together here. Yeah. And so they bring us in for help because this isn't their job, right? There's high net worth individuals who own several properties and love the idea of love on their property, but they're like, I don't have time to be managing people's weddings. Right. Please help me. So there's that. And then there's people who have this gorgeous land, and because of external factors, they're struggling to maintain it because of the taxes in their region, whatever it may be. And they're like, well, weddings are a really great way to increase revenue, but I'm not a wedding planner. Right. Somebody help me, for example. But PR is very helpful. Interestingly enough, our network is also really helpful, both personally, professionally, and academically. We get leads from all over the place, to be honest. But something that's very helpful, and I know you both have a lot of experience with this, the wedding industry is very tight-knit. So a lot of our partners are the ones who are like, hey, have you guys talked to this property owner? I shot a wedding there and it was stunning. How come they're not on your site? So it's very much a community-based business, which I really love, right? Because you're directly impacting people. You're giving them additional sources of revenue. And when you think about the partners, if you refer a venue to us just out of the kindness of your own heart, like that's really great. That's how you can increase your visibility as a brand and things like that. But one thing that we're seeing a lot in the market is people are being charged lots of money to reach couples. So people recommend venues to us. It's usually because they have a lot of experience executing events there, which then makes it easy for us to say to couples who ask our advice, hey, do you know a photographer who's actually shot at this venue? And we're like, well, by the way, we found this venue because of this person. They've worked there a million times. No pressure. Do you want to hire them? Mm-hmm. And most of the time they do. So it's really a community-based situation, which is, again, one of my the favorite parts of what I do.
Because that offers like a fast track to, I mean, you could say like the best vendors for this venue, but it at least sifts down the 200 photographers that that client couple is, you know, potentially looking at if they were just to Google Vermont wedding photographer. So knowing that who's worked there before, again, no pressure, but you know, this guy's shot, he shot the pictures that are on the website or whatever, might give them a place to start.
Exactly. And what I really like about it is that's just organic. Think about yourself in your day-to-day non-wedding life. If somebody says, hey, I really love your glasses, Christy, you're going to be like, oh my goodness, I love them too. Here's where I got them.
Right.
Right? There's no, I'm going to give you $20 for you to tell me, and yes, then you're going to give me $20, you know, because I bought them, whatever it may be. It just doesn't work like that. And the thing is, when the business works that way, you're not doing right by the customer, right? Because there's no quality level or quality control there. So when I'm organically meeting people, whether it's on the venue side or the vendor side, I'm meeting people who have a connection to that space. And that connection is what's going to bring the highest quality execution for that customer. So I care deeply about that.
Why are non-traditional wedding spaces awesome? Like, and what should people, so let's say somebody out there listening right now, they're just engaged and they know they want to have a wedding very custom to themselves. This is why I like non-traditional spaces. I'm just going to answer my own question. But like Christy and I always talk about how important it is to customize your wedding to you, right? To not be cookie cutter.
Yeah, do
and
you.
I think the do you, right. the biggest impact, the biggest way you could do this, if it's possible for you, is to have a unique wedding space that represents the two of you, or just because you usually do things differently. But what should people look for when they want a unique space? And I want to specifically bring up the cranberry bogs, because I know that you and I talked about this offline, Veronica. What should they be looking for or be concerned about or need? Like, for example, one thing I saw on your site is one of these venues said that they had cell service, right? So talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so when you're trying to figure out which unique venue is right for you, I say start with you and your fiancé's personality, you and your partner. What are the things that are important to you? So a cranberry bog wedding, it's cool, but is there any connection there to you? Are you from the South Shore of Massachusetts?
Is your favorite drink a vodka cran? Yes.
Yeah, exactly. You're so much more creative than I am. Exactly. And there doesn't have to be. But start there, right? Because there could be something that is very reflective of your relationship that you can infuse into your wedding day. That's really cool. Doesn't matter though. So once you get past, like, why does this place matter to me? Start thinking about what you want to feel like the day after it's all said and done. Do you want to feel like everybody just went to the most raging party of their lives and they'll never stop talking about it? Do you want to feel very relaxed, like you were just in an upscale version of your best cocktail party? Just think about that. And then work backwards. So if you're a person who just wants every single person in your community to know that you just had the wedding of a lifetime, that cell service, that Wi-Fi is probably going to be really important to you. So back into this thing's important to me and here's what I need to execute. If I want people on the gram all night long, just blowing up my hashtag, I need that cell service. If I have a differently abled family member, maybe I don't want to get married in a mountaintop. Mm-hmm. Maybe it would make a little more sense for me to do a summer camp that's a little more accessible, right? Maybe I have elderly family members. I potentially don't want to be camping with them. That would be uncomfortable. I don't want to have mobile restrooms, even though they can be incredibly luxurious now. I literally want to make things as easy as possible for my extended group of grandparents. Maybe you want one of the non-traditional venues that has more amenities included. We have some that had completely built-in restrooms. Things are heated. They have accommodations on site for the elderly grandparents should you want to do that. So it sounds very hokey almost, but you have to just go to the core of what matters to you. And ultimately, you're crafting an experience for your guests. So your guest comfort, what you want to get out of it from a vision perspective, and how is it reflecting your relationship and how does that get infused throughout the day? Because you can just go in a million different directions, which is the worst thing in my opinion when it comes to wedding planning. Start at what you want to feel like when it's all said and done and back into what it's going to take to make sure that that vision is executed properly.
Yeah, that's awesome. I agree. Do any of these venues that you list right now have indoor, other than potential to like rent or stay overnight, which I see that a lot of them do. Do any of them have indoor areas available for the event itself? A room?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So it's not all like you get married in the yard or the pasture of this estate and that house is there, but you don't actually go in the house. Some are like that, but some have actual building structures to host the events in, not just to use for the restrooms.
Exactly. We have one estate in New Jersey where I believe they can have up to 100 people even inside of it. And it is stunning. And it also has an on-site rescue animal farm. Like, aww. Yeah, you can't even talk about the variety because they're all so unique. So we have some that, I think about it this way. There are some spaces that are very raw and it's literally just a gorgeous field and everything will need to be brought in.
Yeah.
That's cool. But like you said, when you talk to people about those backyard weddings, sometimes they'll see that $3,000 price point of like, oh, I can definitely pull off a $10,000 wedding. And that's very deceiving. And it's like, no, that's a patch of land. You need to bring in everything, which means that low cost is turning into like $25,000 just because you need all the things, right?
Right? There's nothing there.
And then you see some venues that are $15,000 and you're like, wow, I don't know if that fits within my budget. But once you get lower on our page and you start looking at those amenities and you're like, wait a minute, they've got restrooms, they threw in an estate where 30 people can stay for the whole entire mm-hmm. weekend, because that's the other thing we do differently with our venues. Not all of them include accommodations, some, but every single venue does have 72-hour access. So you're not making your vendors' lives crazy
taken down. Yes.
Yeah. So they all have varying levels. And I've been toying around with an idea of people have different personalities. The two of you know how to execute a wedding. Veronica, for myself, I would not know how to do that. I would need that help. Therefore, if I decided that I wanted to execute my own wedding, I would look for one of those venues that had a little more on the amenity side, mm-hmm. right? Because I just need a base. But then you have these couples sometimes who just, their imaginations are incredible.
Their budgets are incredible. Awesome
budgets are incredible. Their teams are incredible. And they'll take that patch of land and they will turn it into like a magical fairy tale kingdom. Mm-hmm. And that's cool. But the point is, you've got to have something for everyone. And I think we're crushing it in that regard.
Yes, I do too. I do too. And now I'm like looking at all these properties and thinking like, I don't need to plan another wedding for myself, but a nice like family reunion or vow, you know, looking at like, I just want to stay in some of these houses there.
I want to do a Wes Anderson summer camp wedding, guys. Okay. Anybody listening? And then anybody who wants to do like a castle wedding, you know, like goth
Game of Thrones themed.
Yes, Jon Snow. Where are you? Yes, let's do it.
Yeah, all of these are beautiful, but some of the indoor pictures of it, just, you know, that idea when you see a photo of something by a fireplace and you're like, I just want to curl up there with a book. It's like, that's what I want to do. I want to just curl up with a book at this like screened in, totally rustic, no Wi-Fi farm that I just looked at.
No Wi-Fi farm.
No Wi-Fi. That's what it's called. The no Wi-Fi farm.
But do you see how hard my job is? Because it's like your children. You can never have a favorite, but it's like falling in love. It was like when I lived in Europe, I used to tell my husband, I'm like, I feel like I fall in love every 15 minutes because the men are so charming and everyone's just shouting at you how beautiful you are.
Yeah.
it's my experience.
I want to go there.
Huh?
I said, I want to go there.
Do it. It's amazing. But this is honestly how it is every single time that you list a venue, because they all have something that's so special. Whether I fall in love with the host because they told me about their daughter's wedding on the space, whether it's a farmer who's infusing all of these gorgeous flowers into the arrangements on the wedding day, there's just something to fall in love with every, that's why they're on the site, right? If we were throwing up any old place, we would just be like every other random wedding website, right? And that's just, these are curated and hand selected.
Tell us one, because we're looking, our listeners, if you're probably looking too, tell us one to, it doesn't have to be your favorite because we know you can't pick, but one that we can use as like a, you know, you may not know this, but once you click and scroll down, you see this thing is included. I saw an 80s style jacuzzi on one of these listed.
Oh, nice.
So funny. Yes.
Tell us something special about one that we can kind of flag to be like, oh, look at that. They have, you can drink the wine from the vineyard. I don't know. Anything. Give us a good one. An example.
Okay. So I'm going through my mental Rolodex. And what I would have to say is, if you go to Horizon Barn.
Yes.
When you first see that picture on top, you're like, okay, it's a gorgeous barn. It's got these views. But this is the exact thing that I was talking about.
Holy
when you're like,
crap.
Yeah, when you're like, well, what kind of barn are you talking? This place has parking for 100 cars. Again, you're like, Veronica, that's not sexy. It actually really is. Now I've almost omitted your need for a shuttle, which is awesome. Then you've got full cell and internet service. You've got full electric power. So when I tell you, those, when you think about the kind of person that you are, I lived in Vermont, my kids were born there, but you look at me, you're like, this homegirl does not know how to work a generator. Okay. She doesn't know how to milk a cow. This is for the Veronicas out there who are like, I love the view. I love the aesthetic. I love
gorgeous.
The host. They have certified organic beef there. Like, it's all there for you, but without those overwhelming parts of farms and barns. So that's like one of those hidden surprises.
The smelly parts.
Was it a real barn at some point, though? Did this have animals in it?
So Horizon Barn built the Post and Beam Barn for wedding venues.
Okay.
So, like, as a wedding venue. So this is made because they love the idea of love on their property.
There's another barn probably somewhere on property, a working...
There's animals there.
A working situation.
Oh, yeah. But they're not like coming and going in your wedding venue.
Yeah, I did a wedding once where the barn was like the plan B. Because it's ceremony outside, but if it's really crazy weather, then remember it was Matt and Amanda. We did an episode with them.
Yes.
And I'm related to Matt and was there, of course, also helping to do the ceremony. But it was California and like mid California, like the Monterey area, and beautiful. South of Monterey, more like Paso Robles area. But it was beautiful and it was not raining, but it was very, very cold. Wind, like very windy. And the plan B was like this barn that was full on horses are in the barn. They are right next to, we'd have to set up chairs next to the actual horse stalls. There was nowhere else to move. It was like deal with the wind or get married next to a horse that may or may not poop during the ceremony. You don't know, they're horses. It could have been kind of cool and charming and memorable, but we went with the wind. Which had its own charm in some of those photos. With Amanda had her veil. She had her veil like blowing over her dad's face even in one of the pictures. And it's actually really funny, you know, kind of beautiful picture now, but it shows like what that whole ceremony was like. Like, so anyways, you always have to ask about plan Bs, but this barn definitely does not look like the plan B for a wedding.
Exactly. You said it so much better than I could. Like there's some where you can absolutely execute a wedding in there and you don't have to worry about animals, but there's one venue and it has a photo where a couple is just walking by some horses and cows and the cows took an interest in her bouquet. It really depends on your personality. Like if you're super into animals, you know how they behave, you are going to be delighted by that and you're going to love the photos. But if you are a city girl who just enjoys kicking back in the lodge usually when everybody else is out hiking and things like that, a venue like this would be a great fit because you have all of those other modern amenities, but you still get the view and you get that barn feel without, you know.
Can I just say I love not hiking?
Me too.
I love it. When everybody else is like, we're getting up early to go on a hike, I'm always like, oh, but my favorite thing to do is to not go with you. That's just my personality, my vacation personality, and that's fine. I've learned to embrace it.
Agreed. I'll go to a hot yoga class, but I'm not going to go out hiking.
Yeah, you will.
Let's talk a little bit, because a few moments ago, we were talking about how the wedding industry is this close-knit industry, and people know people, and then we mentioned a little bit of those big wedding websites where we don't have to say the names, but you can go online and you can search venues that are people are paying as a venue to be on those websites. And in this
or at
case,
least to be at the top of those lists.
Or they pay an extra super lot of money to be at the very top of the website. And there are just a gazillion people online searching these and saturating these big websites. We're not going to mention any names, but I think, and we were talking a little bit about this offline, and we're not going to go too much into it, people, but the benefit here of
it's notable
venues is that none of these venues are paying Mayflower venues to be on this website, okay? So they are on this website because they are unique, they're lovely, they're great. You guys have vetted them. And when you go on this on Mayflower, right now everything's all about New England, but soon, someday, it will spread out across this great nation of ours. And there's something to be said about this type of
listing.
Or this platform, really. Because if I was to be on, and right now you don't have other vendors on there, but if I was to be on your website, I wouldn't be paying you to be on your website, right? So can you talk a little bit about what the benefit is of that to the people who are using this platform?
Yeah, I think it's honesty, integrity, and transparency. And you can see that transparency throughout the website. And I think having the prices on there is one of the biggest markers of how we value that. So for me, it's really important. I mean, for our whole business at Mayflower, if you're paying to play, there's all of a sudden this just weird behavior where customers don't know whether you're recommending something because someone's putting money in your pocket, which makes people really nervous when it comes to their wedding, right? You want to actually know what is the best and how do you define the best. So the venue hosts are not paying for anything. We think that what's going on out there with people, there's fake leads being sent, people are investing thousands of dollars that they can't afford for these marketplaces, and there's no actual real marketing of the venue going on, right? I think that there's this tide shift and people can see that. And so I think there's why there's a lot of value in what we're doing right now. But ultimately, we think that for our customers to trust us, and that's the most important thing to us, they have to know that there's no like shady trading of cash in order for them to figure out, like, I just want to know who has the best mobile restroom so I can throw this wild party in the woods that I've always dreamed of. Why is this so hard?
Who sent you a box of wine and a bouquet of flowers from a mobile bathroom company, and so now they're at the top of your list for who you recommend. So the integrity and transparency part is like, sometimes clients and couples don't think about this, but behind the scenes, there's commissions and kickbacks and deals made between vendors, and there's no transparency to that. And Michelle and I, as planners, have always stayed away from that, but it's a school of thought thing. Some do and some don't. And if some are, some that do, when they're asked about it, there's no shame in their game. It's like, that's the photographer I always recommend because they give me a couple $100 when I book them. So like, it's sort of like up to the vendors that you're hiring, how they operate. But with the venue being the essentially, arguably, the most important decision that you make and the most expensive in many cases, it's good to start your wedding planning process and start your venue search on an above the table situation. You can, get into some ins and outs of how the photographer and the planner maybe whatever kick back to each other, but the venue itself and where you're getting those recommendations from, this is a nice, clean, like fresh, drama-free place to start. Start on the right foot.
We want to change the industry, and I understand that people need additional sources of income and revenue and things like that. But what I would beg the wedding industry to do is to just take a hard look at how they're operating, right? Does it make more sense for you to keep referring someone who's mediocre because they're paying you? Or does it make more sense for you to maybe have a partner who's helping you grow your business and investing in your business because you're the best at what you do? I think one is very short term and the other one is very long term. And I think that the industry, if they don't want to change, they're going to be forced to change because customers are demanding transparency. Like, look at every other industry in the world. You can comparison shop. Why are venues obscuring their prices? It makes no sense. Why are people changing the price depending on who's sitting in front of them, right? So for me, it's like you're either going to get on board or your business is going away in less than 5 years. I think this is all the research and data are out there. People want to know what they're paying for, how you're marketing yourself, who's putting money in your pocket. And if you're on the up and up, you should be totally cool with sharing that. And to your point, the venue is the most important part, so you do not want to play games. You want to make sure that if somebody's recommending a venue to you, it is because it's truly the best suited for you to execute your beautiful wedding vision.
And I love the analogy you made about the glasses at the beginning. Someone says they love your glasses. You're like, great, I got them at XYZ. You don't say, when you buy your glasses at XYZ, go ahead and give me $30 of that. Because I referred you. It's just like, I want to share this info because I love them. Thank you for complimenting me. So it's a nice distilled version of what Mayflower Events is doing for that first step that you might take wedding planning.
Exactly.
And I just want to say, you guys, that the moment we got on this phone or on Skype together, I noticed that Christy and Veronica, I think you guys have the same frames. Your glasses are very...
I'm actually going to talk to you about this afterwards because I'm preparing a pitch to a certain glasses company.
Because all three of us are wearing glasses and...
We need them to advertise on our show.
Guys, I wanted to tell you listening that this is kind of an interesting, this is the way, worlds collide. So Veronica of Mayflower Venues, who you're hearing right now on our show, reached out to us on the podcast and said, how much she loves us. But that she really felt like she would love to be a guest on our show, and this is why. And clearly we agreed. That's why she's on the show, and that's why we're talking about
that's how it works, folks.
That's how it works. However, Veronica and I got on the phone. We were talking, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, we're going on and on and on about the wedding industry and a little bit about what we spoke of just in the last few minutes. And Veronica said, my gosh, you guys, there's this event that I'm going to be part of in Boston, and I think you guys would be great for it. I want to put you in touch with the ladies who are putting this together. And I was like, oh, yeah, sure. We just, you know, we are doing this Nashville thing. That sounds cool. But coincidentally, this, and we're talking about WED 2019 and what you guys have heard us talking about that's going to be happening in Boston March 31st, 2019, this awesome educational experience. But coincidentally, the ladies who put together WED, who are WIM events, had been listening to the show and wanted to reach out to us as well to MC the event. So it was like we're all connected without really knowing it. And then the other thing about Veronica, and I didn't know this until her and I found out on the phone together, is that about, what, a year and a half, 2 years ago, Veronica, with another company you were working with, contracted Jose Luis, my husband, to do some creative marketing work for them, because that's the field he's in. So Veronica and Jose Luis knew each other from a working relationship. And Veronica, you and I remember Jose Luis telling me about you, and then you told me that you told him, like, I want to hang out with you and your wife, and our kids are the same age, and you literally lived like 10 minutes away from where we were living in the Boston mm-hmm. area. And then it never happened because we moved away, and then all of a sudden you and I ended up on the phone together, and it was just like meant to be, man. It was meant to be.
It was crazy.
And now we all want to be best friends.
And we're all going to get together when we're in Boston, because Veronica's actually going to be on the panel at WED, right? You're going to talk.
That's right.
You're going to be,
and we're
going to
be the three best friends that anybody ever had.
I'm so pumped. I know people need to watch your Insta very closely around March 31st, because I'm taking you two out and we're going to have fun.
Oh, dang.
Woo.
Yeah. And we are so excited to go to Boston, and we want to do a meetup, and we're going to hang out with Veronica. It's going to be so fun.
Gonna
rage.
We're going to wedding rage.
WED 2019.
And it speaks very highly of the other panelists and speakers that are going to be at WED that you're already tapped and talking on a panel with other, you know, vendors that they have. They're announcing things soon on the website, but
we're on it, by the way.
Obviously the event is elevated every time we hear a new name that's going to be involved, because it's like there's no hacks on these panels, and, you know, going to be speaking. There's nobody that's like just going to get up there and talk about Pinterest boards and that's it.
No.
And once you get your board, your vision becomes a reality. It's not, quote, inspiring in that way. It's
no.
going to be more academic and educational, and it's underneath like, all that will be inspiration to get shit done.
This is how much a wedding really costs people. Okay. Let's be realistic. This is how you do this. This is how you do that. I mean, it's going to be awesome. Go, you guys, I might as well plug it now. Go to experienceWED.com, experienceWED.com. You'll see Christy and I on that website. We're super stoked. Veronica is going to be there, and so many other wedding professionals to educate you all that attend. Okay. Do we feel like we've talked about everything you wanted to kind of get out there, Veronica?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, drop all your social media and all of your best practices for us real quick. And what to do if you have questions.
Yeah. So if people want to find us, of course, mayflowervenues.com is the best place. There's chat there. You'll see my little Bitmoji. She's got hearts all over her head. That's actually me. It's not a Veronica bot. You can chat me there.
Ooh.
On our website is the phone number. You can call or text me there. And any button that you press to email someone is usually going to come to me first. So you can literally find me anywhere. And a lot of people like to DM me on Instagram as well. So that's our name, Mayflower Venues, on Instagram. We are an incredibly responsive team. But I think the other really great thing about communicating with us is there's no strings attached. I'm going to answer your questions, and then I'm going to let you get back to business. I'm not going to try to sell you something. So if you have a question cool. that you've been like too scared to ask somebody else, like somebody said to me, she was like, I don't know that I want to tell you what kind of food I want at my wedding because everyone tells me it's stupid. And I'm like, first of all, that's rude, but what is it? And it was a pizza truck. I'm like, what? That's amazing.
Not stupid.
Yeah. That's
yeah, my favorite but she food. Just needed, she just needed support. Like, she just needed to share in a private space before, I guess, just going forward with it. And I think that's kind of the purpose I serve, right? Like, of course, I can educate you on anything that you want as it relates to non-traditional wedding venues, but I'm also a normal human being who keeps it real. And if you want to talk about your pizza food truck, then I am your girl.
It's also good to know that we can direct our listeners to email you or DM you directly, and they're not going to get 45 emails after that about the venue. Have you chosen? Have you decided? Do you have any questions? Oh, there's a special deal being run.
Girl.
Because, you know, I so much as say out loud, like, I think we should go to New York City. And I swear I get 25 emails about like deals in New York City. And it's like, who knows? Alexa, why did you tell everyone? Now I have to change my email address.
Now, nope. And I see you guys are looking, you're gonna start expanding out into other states too, Veronica, that you're working on that as well. So you're probably already getting ideas of great, unique venues in other states, yeah?
Yeah, well, so that's the cool part about this business. We're human beings, so we listen to other human beings. And people write to me every day saying, Rhode Island, D.C., San Francisco, New Mexico. So do that. If this is something that you want, tell us where to go. And I mean, ultimately, we'll be all over the world anyway. But if there's a place we need to go to faster, then yeah, let us know.
Yeah, I do have actually a venue I want to share with you. We can do it offline. But
yay.
In Tennessee that I worked at. No, sorry, it was North Carolina.
Perfect.
Okay.
Potentially South Carolina. But I'm pretty sure it was North. Okay.
Oh my God. Anyway.
They're all nice.
It was a Carolina. I am not a computer. I don't have all the memories in my head at all times. Okay.
Okay.
I love it when we have guests on that it's just like bada bing, bada boom,
boom
the whole time. And it's an immediate connection. It's almost like a first date. For those of you, well, all of you, what the process when we get guests, sometimes Michelle will take the lead and sometimes I will take the lead with like intake and giving the guest direction on how to use GarageBand and all the, you know, topics we're going to discuss.
That's called onboarding.
Yep. That's right. That is, I was hoping you would get that answer right. Good job. But the point is that sometimes Michelle doesn't know nearly as much about the next guest or a guest that we're recording as I do or vice versa. So it's almost like, a blind date or I'm meeting somebody that I know a little bit about, but I don't know how it's going to go and if we're going to click. And it's so nice when we do, I can feel it when we do and I can feel it when we don't. And you as listeners probably have heard some of our interviews that were just a little bit more like pulling teeth and it just goes a little slower. And that just has to do with personalities and, you know, how people click.
And so, how tired we are.
And how drunk we are.
Yeah.
JK, we're never drunk.
We're not drunk.
That's
at
ridiculous.
All right
now, we don't get drunk. We're ladies.
This is not even noon.
She's a lady. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you a million times.
Thank you much, ladies. I love you guys. You're the best. Can't wait to see you at WED in March.
Ooh, we're so excited. We'll keep you posted on all of this episode.
All of this. Yes.
Okay. So we'll say goodbye to Veronica now, and then we'll do our outro
goodbye,
super quick.
Veronica.
Thank you. Thank you. Keep your GarageBand running. Thank you for talking with us and being amazing.
Okay. Do your outro. Let's get out.
Hit us up everywhere on Twitter, especially. That's where all the good content. Good content.
Whatever.
TBWP podcast. That should be the last place you go, actually. And you're all doing that. You're not going. Instagram, the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. You can email us directly, which is the best way to get in touch with us. The Big Wedding Planning Podcast at gmail.com. If you're a patron and you email us, put the words, I'm a patron, in your subject so that we can go to you first. Because yes, you get preferential treatment when you go to patreon.com and support us and give us $5 or $10 a month because we're helping you plan your wedding. And we so appreciate that. And we love you. And we're on Patreon. And then we also...
And we have a new link on our website now. Thank you, Dan Benjamin of Fireside. Because if you go to our website, there's also on the navigation up at the top, a Patreon link. So it'll take you straight to our Patreon page. You could donate one time or monthly or whatever to thank us for giving you such wonderful advice and helping you plan your wedding, if I might say so myself.
She just did.
I just
and
said that.
And also... our signature on emails from now on has a little blurb of instructions about leaving an iTunes review, because we need thousands and thousands of more listeners so that we can take this to the next level. And word of mouth and posting on Instagram and Facebook is all part of that. But a big part is also the reviews. So if you can leave an iTunes review and help us get to the top of some mountain of...
Somewhere there in the Apple campus, somebody will say, hey, I like this podcast. Let's put them on New and Noteworthy or whatever that is.
How have we never heard of this before?
These chicks are good.
Yeah, that's what we need. Make it happen.
All right.
Also, we have a phone call. You can make a phone call. We have a phone number.
We have
what
a phone
is
call.
It? We have a phone call right now.
Coming in right now. Caller one.
Oh, hello.
No, we have a phone number, and that number is 415-723-1625. Llámame ahora.
Ooh.
You love it when I speak Spanish. Okay, bye. Love you. Love your show. Okay, bye.